We have some structures in place to provide opportunities for educator collaboration, such as team and content area meetings. One day every other week, they meet as a sixth grade team, a seventh grade team, and then an eighth grade team. And then on the opposite weeks, they meet with their content area teachers. So math meets together, English together, and so on. During those meetings, there is a conversation of any student concerns and what we're doing to assist with student concerns, whether that be discussing some classroom management techniques or how are they doing in your class, what are you doing if they're struggling with this. So we have those conversations, and also when possible, I like to give planning periods together with the co-teachers. So if our learning support teacher is co-teaching with the English teacher, I try to give them a common plan. It doesn't always, unfortunately, work out that way, but that way it's more meaningful for them because they can plan together. At the end of the day, we have what we call activity periods, so they use that time together to meet. So we have pockets within the day that they can get together and collaborate, but we definitely have set times for our team meetings and our content area meetings.